This is 21st Century Reformation at 21stcr.org. Anthony, 1 Timothy chapter 5. Mm-hmm. Do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father. Younger men as brothers. Older women as mothers. Younger women as sisters in all purity. Mm. Wow.
Marvelous.
Honor widows who are truly widows. Mm-hmm. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness to their own household, mm-hmm. and to make some return to their parents, for this is pleasing in the sight of God. Verse 5, she who is truly a widow, left all alone, has set her hope on God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she who is self-indulgent is dead even while she lives. Command these things as well, so that they may be without reproach. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, mm-hmm. he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Wow.
Strong.
Mm-hmm. Very practical things, but also very strong presentation of those things.
Very clear. Very dogmatic. Very clear. No ifs and buts at all. If you don't provide for your home, you're worse than the faithless, the infidel.
Wow. I like this beginning of this section where that, you know, Paul has admonished mm-hmm. Timothy earlier, don't let anyone despise your youth, meaning conduct yourself in such a fashion that no one would have cause against you mm-hmm. because your mm-hmm. immaturity or your youth, as he's saying.
Right.
But here, I like this too, he goes on to say to Timothy, do not rebuke an older man, mm-hmm. but encourage him as mm-hmm. you would a father. Younger men mm-hmm. as brothers. Wow.
Isn't that decent?
Yeah.
The sense of hierarchy is there, respect for the older because they've been around longer. They deserve that respect.
Yep. Older women as mothers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's lovely.
Yes.
And younger women as sisters in all purity. Yeah. I like that.
Very reasonable caution.
Yes. The moral component of all of this
absolutely.
Is always there and very
Isn't
important.
It?
Yeah.
And basically ethics that all sane people would agree with.
Yes, I think so too.
Standards.
Surely.
For the Christian church.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So honoring widows then, mm-hmm. who are really widows, mm-hmm. truly widows, he mm-hmm. says. By that he means, I suppose, someone who is... essentially without support.
Oh,
without,
yes. Absolutely.
You know, widows in that
absolutely.
Sense, yeah.
Yes. He doesn't speak about widowers, but probably the same thing might apply.
Sure.
You know, if they're not unable to earn a living.
If they're not able to, okay.
And, of course, churches of various sizes can do this mm-hmm. or can't do this.
Sure.
I mean, this is not going to work for every
absolutely.
Little church, but
sure.
practical again. Very sensible advice
sure.
here.
So if a widow does have children or grandchildren and others that could see after her,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
let them... see to
yes.
their own well, and he, this is very strong too.
Yes,
if they fail to do that, mm-hmm. they've denied the faith and mm-hmm. Worse than an unbeliever, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
right.
they really divorced themselves
yeah.
from their status mm-hmm. as a member of the household of God.
Yes.
In that
that's
sense,
very
well,
clear.
Yeah,
clear lines drawn there, and very sensible.
Yeah.
There's nothing biblically tricky or difficult about this.
No, not at all.
Profound, requiring huge analysis at all. This is very mm-hmm. plain, practical stuff. Mm-hmm. Very sensible, actually.
Sure.
So
I think the intention here seems to be that Paul is encouraging that the church, the assembly, mm-hmm. is not to become a social support system.
No.
Particularly with regard to people who are capable of making it on their own, or they have others who can help them
yes.
of their own families and so
yes,
on.
Yes, you can't make the church responsible
sure.
for
yeah.
our individual responsibilities.
Yeah,
that doesn't make it.
That's
safe.
Right. That doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
No.
So, and if it should be mm-hmm. that we begin to do that, then here I am, say I'm a young father with children of my own, mm-hmm. I've got to see to myself, to my wife, to my children, to my home, mm-hmm. and the expenses and the cost of all of that, mm-hmm. plus keep up someone else who could be making it on their own somehow, you know, or maybe they have others who could help them besides me. So it's an undue burden on the...
No free handouts. Sure. It encourages people to be lazy. And we don't want that. Everybody must work.
Well, remember Paul's admonitions about if any man does not work, neither should he eat.
Yes.
So if someone is capable of making it on their own, they certainly shouldn't be on the dole.
No sponging.
No. Okay, well, that's
good stuff.
Verse 9, let a widow be enrolled, mm-hmm. I suppose for assistance then.
Mm-hmm.
Let a widow be enrolled if she is not less than 60 years of age,
mm-hmm.
Having been the wife of one husband,
mm-hmm.
and having a reputation for good works.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. If she has brought up children, has shown hospitality, has washed the feet of the saints,
mm-hmm.
has cared for the afflicted, mm-hmm. and has devoted herself to every good work.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, the washing of the saints' feet, I think, is normally, I think, correctly taken metaphorically there,
mm-hmm.
not requiring that the church at all times does foot washing literally.
Yeah, not in a religious sense.
Yeah, you could do the foot washing if you really want to, but I don't think that's required when we're not wearing sandals. There are other ways mm-hmm. of paying attention to people's needs than literally foot washing.
One thing that I think comes into play here, he's pointing out that if they have other sources of support,
mm-hmm.
children, grandchildren, mm-hmm. whatever it may mm-hmm. be, nowadays we do have a different system in many countries mm-hmm. as in our own, where that there is a things like what we call Social Security,
yes.
which does go a long way perhaps toward helping people, supporting them. So through our tax dollars,
mm-hmm.
we've already provided a system, mm-hmm. a fail-safe perhaps, mm-hmm. that would help these folks.
Yes.
And so maybe that would go a long way toward supporting those people. I doubt that they had a system like that
probably back then.
I don't know. No. It's not impossible, but I doubt it.
That's right.
Yeah. Verse 11, mm-hmm. but refuse to enroll younger widows,
mm-hmm.
for when their passions draw them away from Christ,
mm-hmm.
they desire to marry,
mm-hmm.
and so incur condemnation for having abandoned their former faith.
Mm-hmm.
So he's picturing a case, an example, where someone more wantonly, if you will, would perhaps give up the faith and move on. He says, let's don't get into supporting those who...
Mm-hmm.
Are not mature in person in true need of the assembly's assistance.
Paul has a way of being very much it's strictly this and not that. It's the way his mind works. He's
Surely.
Not suggesting that every widow
certainly
under,
not.
Under 60 is given to this sort of lifestyle.
Yes.
But that's a tendency, it's important to say.
This can happen.
That's Paul's way of speaking. He's very dogmatic, black and white. But he may say other things about the same subject elsewhere, which would balance some of this.
Sure,
but the tendency is the meaning here.
Yeah. We find that a lot in some of the others. James, to me, does a lot of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, who is it that persecutes and gives you trouble? It's those rich people.
Yes.
Well, it's
yes.
not always rich people. You know? So we have to keep these things
it's
in balance.
It's a tendency.
As we go along.
You know, that can happen. It's a tendency. But be careful with these younger widows.
Right.
Yeah.
So he goes on to say then in verse 13,
yes.
Besides that, they learn to be idlers,
mm-hmm.
going about from house to house, and not only idlers, but also gossips mm-hmm. and busybodies,
mm-hmm.
saying what they should not.
Mm-hmm.
So
not all of them.
No, not by any means.
That's a danger.
But he's saying this is the sort of thing that can happen,
happen.
Sometimes does.
And
you know.
Tragically does. Though.
Sure.
Right.
So I would have younger widows
mm-hmm.
to marry,
mm-hmm.
Marry again, I suppose. So that leaves
Absolutely.
No question then that it's not wrong to marry again.
Not at all.
If you're a widow or widower.
They're unmarried, and so they can get married.
Sure.
A widow, widower.
Certainly. Bear children,
mm-hmm.
manage their households,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
give the adversary no occasion for slander, speaking against them. Wow. That's beautiful, isn't it, when you think about it?
It is. The church should be a model of the way life should be for everybody.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
Shining light in a dark world. Yeah.
Verse 15, mm-hmm. For some have already strayed after Satan.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
If any believing woman mm-hmm. has relatives who are widows, mm-hmm. let her care for
yes.
them.
Yes.
So now, rather than a woman being herself dependent, mm-hmm. let her rather spend time and energy and effort to mm-hmm. care for her relatives who are widows.
Yeah, of course.
To care for them
yes.
and look after
that's
them.
Right.
Let the church not be burdened.
That's the point, yes.
Yeah, so that it may care for those mm-hmm. who are truly
right.
widows.
The ones
truly
who are genuine in need.
Yes.
The church can
right.
help them if they're on the list over 60.
Exactly.
Yes.
And again, if the church spends its efforts and resources on those who could make it on
yeah.
their own, then they don't have those resources available for
that's
those
right.
who really do
right.
have.
And the others
the
become
need.
Sponges
sure.
and well, take advantage of the system. We
certainly.
Don't want that.
It's
just not
a
plain
good,
common sense.
Not a good thing. Yeah,
not
that's
a
right.
good idea, right. No, 17 then, yes.
Verse 17, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy mm. of double honor, mm. especially those who labor in preaching and teaching.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Double honor being salary, in fact.
Yes.
Now, obviously, churches cannot always do this,
yeah.
and that's fine. The
sure.
Paul was very keen to give his services mm-hmm. free, where there was not a possibility of being paid. He did it.
Sure.
He has that choice.
Sure.
However, it's nice to pay the preacher,
certainly.
If you can,
yeah.
to and, double honor.
Yeah. And even Paul right. recognizes that
yeah.
That the Lord had determined that those
yes.
who preach the gospel should live
yes.
of, the gospel.
Of the gospel.
This is fair. This is good.
Sure. Good, sensible stuff.
Yeah,
yes.
absolutely.
Yes.
For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain, and the laborer deserves his wages.
Yes.
So that's beautiful. This is another example of using the law lawfully, I think. He's
yes.
using the not muzzling
yes.
the ox. It's
terrible,
a great example
right.
to draw from.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean that we're under the law. It doesn't
no,
mean, though,
sure.
that
good
even
principle.
The law gives us an example
of
that
course.
Might could draw us
no
in this
question.
Direction.
And so. This interesting thing there, the second half of that 18th verse,
no.
the laborer is worthy of his hire. Quoting there from Luke
yes.
10:7.
Yes, yes.
Making that scripture, incidentally.
Yes, exactly. Hey, that's very nice.
That's very nice, yes.
Yes, good. And shows that Paul was very aware of that
yes.
at this point.
Calling the Gospels scripture,
yes.
which is a nice point.
I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. Verse 19, do not admit a charge against an elder except on the evidence of two or three witnesses.
Good.
Wow.
Interesting.
As for those who persist in sin, rebuke them in the presence of all, so that the rest may stand in fear.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
Make them a public example, but be careful, just don't accept any kind of accusation against an elder, because the
sure.
devil can be doing that. You better
right.
get proper witnesses
sure, sure.
to his failing or fault,
sure.
the alleged fault, mm-hmm. right?
And I think in part because an elder would often be an easy target for people.
Exactly.
They
right.
have to make decisions that's not always
exactly.
popular.
That's right.
They have to do things that may not
that's
always
right.
go over well with everyone.
Right.
And it's easy then for them to be a target, I think, for folks.
Indeed.
So let's be certain. If someone's
exactly.
going to allege something
mm-hmm.
against an elder,
mm-hmm.
whatever it
mm-hmm.
is, let's make sure
mm-hmm.
that's a sound...
Good
you know,
point.
We're going to hear it in the mouth of two or three witnesses,
yes.
and even then it must still mm-hmm. be mm-hmm. judged. It must still
yes.
be considered.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
very fascinating. Witnesses, indeed. Not just, well, everybody's good, you know, you're good,
yes,
you're
yes,
good.
Yeah.
No, let's do
yes.
this in a legal...
Appropriate way.
Yes, and
maybe.
See
yeah.
where the facts are.
Sure.
Most important.
And again, I think this is a nice example that could be even related to the law, where that two or three witnesses were
oh,
required.
Certainly.
And so
yes.
that's fine. It just makes sense.
Makes good sense.
And to find it here doesn't mean that Paul is saying,
no.
let's keep the law in this regard.
Yeah.
He's drawing, though, examples,
there are good
ideas,
principles in the
supporting.
Law, right.
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
But he also says, if you get circumcised physically, which the law says to do,
right.
don't do it. You will then be obliged to keep the whole law, right?
Yes,
so we're
yes.
going to have to be discerning here. What is this whole law which you shouldn't keep?
That's right.
And what are these good principles that you can and should keep?
Oh, surely, surely. They just make sense. And they're actually a part of the new arrangement, the
of
new
course.
Covenant.
Yeah,
but you can sometimes draw
of
parallels,
right.
examples back
using
to the earlier
yes,
covenant.
Discernment, right.
Sure.
Right.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
As for those who persist in sin, rebuke them in the presence of
mm-hmm.
all, so that the rest may stand in fear.
Yeah.
So if there is someone, I suppose even an elder.
He's talking about elders, I
yes,
think, precisely
I think so.
Here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're going to, and they're found truly to be in sin,
yes.
perhaps even admittedly
right.
sometimes, then and they're going to persist in that.
Yeah.
Now this persistence requires dealing with this issue in a more public fashion.
Yes, indeed.
And in a more direct way. Mm-hmm. Rebuke them before all and say, this must stop.
Right.
And so, it's very serious business, isn't it?
It is, because they're then a warning to others, right?
Surely.
You see what he's doing.
Sure.
Don't you do that,
yeah,
too. You'll be in the same trouble.
Even an elder must be stopped.
Right.
They have no free pass here.
No free pass, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Because the death penalty is not available in the New Testament.
That's right.
The worst you can do is excommunicate.
Certainly.
Rebuke or avoid. But under Moses, it was more deliberate here. You actually kill somebody, like a rebellious child.
Yes, yes.
And that is a deterrent.
Right.
You don't want to be like that. That makes the rest of them stand in fear of God.
Sure.
And we do lack a sense of the fear of God. You know,
I think so, too.
We saw a great deal about the love of God, which is very important. But there is a very tough edge on God's dealings with man.
There certainly is.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Verse 21. Mm-hmm. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and of the elect angels, I charge you to keep these rules without prejudging, doing nothing by partiality.
Wow.
No prejudging, no rush to judgment in anything.
Right.
Wow. Very, very, this is just wonderful wisdom of God, isn't it?
Especially in view of the fact that saints are going to manage the world. They better be doing it right now. I notice here we have elect angels, implying, of course, that there are unholy angels.
That's a good point.
In regard to one denomination that thinks there are no such things as evil angels. That's quite wrong. Satan is an external fallen angel, obviously, not just a synonym for human nature. And that's just wrong at a very basic level.
I notice in this verse 21, too, a point that could easily be glossed over, and that is in the presence of Christ Jesus.
Yes.
So now we're talking about that all of these things are in the presence of God.
Yes.
God is very aware. He's keenly aware of what's going on. And in the presence of
Christ Jesus.
So he's keenly aware, directly aware
of
what's going on. I like that.
God and Christ Jesus.
Like
so it doesn't suggest that Christ Jesus is God.
Right.
Any more than where Jesus says in John, you know, you believe in God, believe also in me. And by the way, I'm God. I don't think so. We're losing sanity at a very fundamental level when we start playing with language like that.
That's right.
All right.
So, but I like that. And in the presence of the elect angels.
Yes.
So this is great. I charge you.
They're watching. They're watching this very carefully, too. Isn't
Absolutely.
It marvelous?
That's right.
Marvelous.
You know, there was this actually pretty awful idea that got going among some, and may still be among them, but that we have now the time of the absent Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Absent in the sense that he's absent from us. He's not aware of what's going on. And he's off in a corner in heaven or somewhere in heaven.
Terrible.
But I guess the angels have to go tell him what's happening or something. This was a terrible idea.
Terrible.
It was one of those worst ideas of theology.
I've never heard that.
Oh, I am. Oh, yes, the absent Christ.
So that would contradict flat, then. I will be with you until the end
absolutely.
Of the age.
Absolutely.
Unless you, in some mad fashion, think the end of the age was 70 A.D., the end of the Jewish age.
Yeah.
No, all of that is invention. The end of the age is the end of the age when Christ returns. That's the first resurrection at the end of the age. Very clear.
Verse 22, do not be hasty in laying on of hands, nor take part in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure.
Yes.
I like
from sin. Another admonition.
Yeah.
Yes, free from sin.
Yeah.
Pure.
So isn't that interesting? And who's to keep you pure? You are to keep yourself pure.
Work at it.
So you have a responsibility in this matter. And we may mess up sometimes.
Yes.
But the objective and the directive is keep yourself pure. That's what the goal is.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 23, no longer drink only water, but use a little wine for the sake of your stomach and your frequent ailments.
Interesting. Yeah.
Wow.
The health-giving properties of wine in strict moderation.
Yeah.
Because in the Bible, wine was never a no-no in the absolute sense. It's simply an American thing. And so, very strict moderation, however, especially for leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Very strict, deliberate moderation.
You know, I'm noticing something else here, too, Anthony. Underlying this is this point, that Timothy was not always in perfect health.
No.
Because he was a Christian.
No,
in fact. And he was a good Christian and a good man and a friend of Paul's and doing the work of the Lord. And in a time where apostolic authority was present, and yet this man had what Paul describes as, for the sake of your stomach and your frequent ailments.
Yes.
So it seems like he had something rather chronic. Mm-hmm. So I think today we have a misunderstanding.
Yes.
If not what the situation should be for us, we even think it's misunderstanding even then. Mm-hmm. They did get sick back there. They did not always immediately receive healing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did die back there.
They did.
You know, one man came close to death. The Lord spared him, you know,
yes,
Paul
exactly.
says.
Yes.
So I think we sometimes have a misconception about those kinds of issues. No, they got sick, just as we do.
That's right.
It wasn't always a matter of easily or immediate healing.
No, no.
Even as it would not be for us necessarily.
No, that's exactly right. So, I think one puts in a good word for the properties that resveratrol, you know, is known to be a good thing in moderation.
Back to that.
But
yes.
it's the grape.
Certainly.
In fermented form in this particular case,
yes.
which has its benefits, especially if the water in your area is poor. I mean, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But in strict moderation, we're not talking about drunkenness, is absolutely out of the question.
Yes. Absolutely.
Completely insane.
Certainly.
Idea.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, well, isn't everything that we're looking at, let all things be in moderation?
In moderation,
that would include this, but it includes
yes.
many other
yes.
matter that you want yes. to discuss, I think.
Yes.
So,
yes. But we've been very good in religion in making ourselves more righteous than Jesus, you know,
yes.
which is an ill-advised thing.
Yes.
Jesus did it just right. Be careful we don't criticize him.
Yeah.
Right? His standard is right.
If Jesus came into our church, would we
yes.
want to throw him out because we would find
exactly.
fault with him? He's
right.
not holy
we
enough
might.
To suit us. You know,
right.
it, you know. So I don't know. If Mary came into our church, would we be concerned in checking out her length of her sleeves and deciding whether or not
question.
She was... Yeah, I don't know. I
worth
think sometimes we would have a problem.
Yes. Well, Jesus might come into a church and want to play his flute.
Yes.
And one denomination might say, no. Go out in the lobby if you're going to do that.
And they wouldn't believe he was Jesus because he's violating their self-made principles
exactly.
of holiness. Isn't that something? Yeah.
Very great danger.
Terrible.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
To be very careful.
And then we invent these ideas and then impose them on our brothers and sisters. And sometimes it becomes a burden that's difficult for them to carry. Say, well, it doesn't bother me. Well, maybe it bothers this person here, though, that you're putting this on.
That's right.
The young person or someone else. Your supposed holiness is actually wreaking havoc with the faith and the station of people.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's worth repeating this wonderful thing in Romans there where he says, I, a Jew... And a Christian. I'm convinced that nothing is unclean
nothing
of himself.
Unclean
Wait a minute. He's a Christian and a Jew.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's supporting the food laws? I don't think so. There's a limit to what language can do.
On my land,
and then
yes.
in the 20th verse of that, 14th chapter of Romans, he said, all things are katharos. That's the opposite of akathartos, unclean. Nobody in his right mind could say that Paul is supporting Leviticus 11. He's not.
On my land, no.
Language has ceased to have any meaning.
Surely.
At that point.
Surely. Well, and if Paul had been doing that, it would have wreaked havoc with the entire New Testament system.
Absolutely.
And my goodness. Verse 24, the sins of some men are conspicuous, going before them to judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But the sins of others appear later. It's not so obvious,
right.
I suppose.
It comes later. It's quite interesting.
Verse 25, so also good works are conspicuous, and even those that are not cannot remain hidden.
Yes, good works will come to light.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to make sound judgments about each other, don't
Surely.
We don't need to be naive and suppose that people are better than they are. On the other, we don't need to be overcritical.
Yeah.
There's a marvelous proverb there which says that he who damns the good are an abominable thing for God.
Yes.
And those who bless the evil are an abominable thing for God.
Yes,
isn't that brilliant?
Yeah. Isn't that something?
You've got
to judge
righteously.
Yeah.
And then there's the awful thing, judge not. Don't ever judge.
Mm.
What Jesus meant there was don't be so critical, carpingly critical of everybody else.
Certainly.
But he then says in the book of John, judge righteously.
Yeah. We've got to get all these things
We've
in the same perspective
things
that Jesus had,
of course,
as he was saying them.
Right.
You know, obviously. Well,
he then, having said, don't judge, he says, don't cast your pearls before swine. When you're making a huge judgment there, this goes to swine, I'm not going to cast my pearls before swine. That's to make a judgment, of course.
Yeah.
You have to discern
Surely.
To live life intelligently.
Yeah. And then the 1 Corinthians 6 thing, don't you think that we're looking at a situation where that, don't you have even, you know, just
some
decent,
good
folks in your midst who could judge in matters of differences and the brethren.
After all, the saints are going to manage the world.
Yeah.
And if you're going to manage angels, what in the world is that? You're going to be in charge of angels, managing angels, whatever that is exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very practical and very sensible. Once you get on the right wavelength with Paul, you can see what he's driving at.
So this is wonderful. I think all of these things are immensely practical.
Oh, they are.
But they're the wisdom of God. And oftentimes, I think people, even in Christians, should go back to passages like this and read them carefully to make sure that the way they're thinking things should be is really according to the wisdom of God.
Absolutely.
And what Paul sets forward here. It's beautiful stuff.
Yes. I was very impressed, just one comment back in verse 5 of this chapter we've been doing. It speaks about a widow indeed who has been left alone, has fixed her hope on God and continues in entreaties and prayers night and day. That's a special ministry. I think very valuable, more than we realize. We have people who phone us and say they're praying for us.
Yes.
That's a great comfort.
That is lovely. Isn't it?
I don't think everybody's going to be doing, you know, all 24-hour prayer stuff all the time. But these people are dedicated
isn't
to the ministry of prayer.
Isn't that lovely? And again, this is a tendency, or can be the case.
Yes.
It's not every person necessarily fulfills it.
Yes.
But, you know, this reminds me, who is it, Anna, in the book of
isn't
Luke?
Yes, beautiful?
Who made prayers.
Been a widow for many years.
Yes, and was
70 years.
She is the perfect embodiment of these thoughts, isn't she? And then she was blessed to see the Lord's Christ in that. I love that.
What a privilege.
Yeah.
The Lord's Messiah, absolutely.
The perfect picture of what Paul is thinking of here.
Excellent.
I love that.